Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack in the house. What's going on? You guys are tuned in. It's 10 o'clock. Y'all know what it is. Thursday night, real life situations. Got my boy Lone Wolf in here. We your big bad wolf. Co-host to the show. Y'all already know what it is. Wolfpack is the family. Wolf Nation, what's going on? Hit us up on social media, Facebook.com, Instagram. Facebook.com, Instagram. Blog Talk Radio. Hit us up on that SoundCloud. Big changes are happening with Wolfpack TV. Hopefully we get some investors here pretty soon. We actually have a special show for you guys today. Today's topic is state of the Wolfpack, and what that really means is we got some personal stuff that we've been dealing with for a long time. This really take you guys' attention back to the Halloween Havoc episode when we talked about Fried Family. So we're really going to dig deep into that. And let's just talk about, as a demographic, black families versus the Caucasian families. I've actually experienced the Caucasian family side of things because my girlfriend is Caucasian, and they do stuff a lot different than what I see my family do. And a lot of different ways. For instance, we would make Christmas lists, and this is for the black family now. And I know I don't know if a lot of black families go through this, but I know I'm just going to use my examples that I have. We used to make Christmas lists every Christmas for 20 years. Never got anything that we put on the Christmas list on there. Which is very unfortunate. That's the whole point, that you do make a Christmas list. I mean, we know that we know your parents buy stuff and gifts and stuff like that, but something small like that is big. Now looking back on it, it was just a lot of heartache and pain, because it's like, we make our Christmas list. I had two brothers and a sister. So we all make our Christmas list. Tell me why we make our Christmas list and don't get nothing that's on the Christmas list. Opposed to my girl, her family, they make a Christmas list. They get everything and then some on the Christmas list most of the time. So, it's situations like that. And, I know in a lot of African American families, you know, they make comments saying, I don't want you to be coming back home and this and that and this and that. You know, 18, you need to find what you're going to do. Either you're going to join the military. I had three choices when I turned 18. Military, get a job that pays a lot of money, or go to school. So I ended up picking school. Now, in a Caucasian family, you know, it seems like they can just stay there until, and Latina family, because I've seen this with my own eyes, it seems to me that they can stay there until they're 40, 45, 50 years old. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's the difference between, you know, you can tell who cares about their children and who don't. Now, this might not pertain to a whole lot of Caucasian families that's out there, but I know from what I've seen that at least 65 to 70% of Caucasian families are based around that aspect. As a matter of fact, when they go get Christmas gifts, you know what I'm saying, they actually still want their kids to believe in Santa and stuff like that. They spoil. Basically, what I'm getting at is Caucasian families and Latina families, I saw this also, they spoil their kids. They seem to spoil their kids more than the African-American race family. So, when I go into public, you know, say I go to Walmart, Target, or a fast food restaurant, I see a lot of African-American kids. They'd be with their parents, their mom and dads, and their mom and dads are just yelling at them. But on the Caucasian flip side of that is I see the kids yelling at the parents a lot of times. You know, and cursing and just pretty much really just being a self around them, you know, just pretty much just getting away with murder, you know. So, you know, I just thought this was a perfect episode to talk about. Like I said, we got our own personal experiences about this matter, especially me. You know, I was caged in like an animal. You know, I had to ask to go outside. I had to ask to have company come over and stuff like that, ask to go places. And have a curfew. I noticed in Caucasian households, there's no curfew in most households. They get to go free roam, you know what I'm saying, stay out late at night, you know, go drinking out with your boys, smoke weed, even in the house while your parents is in there. Because guess what? They're smoking weed too. You know, a lot of African-Americans are not doing that. And and let's talk about the whooping aspect of it, the discipline of African-American families also. You know, I was raised with the belt, weight belt, bull whip, you know what I'm saying, beat, all that. You know, if you guys want to go back and listen to that show, Frog Family, listen to Lone Wolf and I's podcast on the Frog Family episode, please feel free to do that, because those are really, really heart-to-heart conversations that we have, and those are based on true story events that's happening in our life. So, and everybody that knows us knows that I struggle real big time with I'm not really close to my family at all. It actually rubbed off on the extended family also. You know, it's just really, that's a really tough subject to talk about. You know, me and Chrissy's families are very different when it comes to that. You know, I don't put up with no fraud shit. You know, she lets bygones be bygones, even though they offend her. And she, you know, she learns, you know, she, for, you know, forgives, you know, but I don't, you know, certain things I won't put up with, and I'm not going to stand for it. Whether they apologize or not, I still hold it, because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's a fucked up situation. You know, I don't treat you guys like that, so why should you treat me like that? And you know, it's just a lot of buildup. When it comes from the African-American side of things, because, you know, growing up in the hood and stuff like that, you know, we come from the hood all the way to the suburbs and a two-story house. And it's like, now we're supposed to put on this demeanor like we're, you know, so uppity because we were the Caucasians. You want to put it in their face, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you want to shield us from the real world. But in order for you to get better as a human being, you can't be shielded from the real world. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like the streets raised me. I learned more from the streets than I did at 6215 and 1300. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a lot of different things that's going on right now. You know, they still believe in discipline. You know, and don't you know, don't pick up the phone and call CPS or don't call 911 because, you know, you will suffer the consequences and, you know, end up going to foster care. I feel like, you know, if I was to go to foster care, and this is truly how I feel, if I was to go to foster care, I figure I would be a lot better off, in my opinion, because I didn't want to, I needed peace of mind, guys. And, you know, my temper is bad. I'm not ashamed to admit that. I know my temper is bad, but the reason why my temper got bad is because of my parents. Am I putting the blame on my parents? No, I just feel like they did put me in some fucked up situations, you know, that I shouldn't have been involved in. Same thing with Lone Wolf. If you talk to him, he can agree and he can, you know, tell you about his personal experiences with that. It's just, you know, I feel like we was caging that animal at 1300 and 1200 Gulfway, you know, coming from the hood. I actually wanted to stay in the hood and be in 21, 6215 3rd Good Avenue, you know, Austin, Texas 78721. I wanted to stay there and continue to go to Johnson, regardless if they was good in sports or not. I didn't care about that. But, you know, basketball wouldn't have been an issue. You know, I actually would have been a hit and I would have been able to stay with my grandma for, you know, a year until I graduated. You know what I'm saying? Class 2000 here. You know, I moved out there to Round Rock, you know, from 9-8 all the way to 2000. And, you know, I was behind. I didn't get along with people, you know what I'm saying, which has always been my problem because I feel like, you know, a lot of people are fake and they just put on the front. And come to think about it, you know what I'm saying, my parents was over front. And believe it or not, they actually went to church on every Sunday and Wednesday. And why they went to church, I don't understand that, because all they did was cause havoc, 215 and 1300 Gulfway. You know, moving out to Round Rock didn't change anything. If it changed anything, it was for negative, not positive, in my opinion. Messed around, got snitched on out there, got in trouble, you know what I'm saying, and ended up getting a record, you know. So, you know, I'm getting a little bit off track here, but basically, you know, when you are brought up in a situation to where you have no choice in the matter, it does a lot of, if it messes with your mental aspect and your mental mind when you're trying to grow. And there's always room for people to grow, you know what I'm saying? But to continue to, you know, to be caged in, you know, for 20 years, 25 years or whatever, you know, it takes a toll on you. I mean, I'm constantly thinking about it and, you know, soon I might have to go see a psychiatrist because of the situations that I was put through in my childhood. I didn't have a childhood. Lone Wolf didn't have a childhood. And we can honestly say that because we didn't. You know, summertime, I was at the house watching my little brothers and sisters, you know. I learned responsibilities at 10 years old, you know, took care of them, changed their diaper, watched them, you know what I'm saying, make sure they didn't get into anything. I spent most of my childhood watching my younger brothers and sisters. I couldn't go out with my friends. You know, I couldn't go out there and do what I needed to do and then just be me and do what I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just pretty much be a kid. You know, I learned responsibilities at a young age. I will say on the positive aspect of that situation, it did teach me how to take care of business, and now that shit stuck with me as far as taking care of responsibilities and what stuff's due. You know, make sure that, you know, stuff gets done when it's due. So, you know, Lone Wolf, anything you want to add? You know, that's really the difference between that. I notice in Caucasian families that a lot of people, you know, when they're spoiled. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to taking care of responsibilities, they don't take care of responsibilities. They have their parents do it for them, you know, just for the simple fact that I went to school with a lot of people that had rent and stuff and paid for them. You know, they never really had to lift a finger and work or nothing like that. All expenses was paid. You know, they just made their kids' life a lot easier, and I feel like they wanted to do those kind of things because they really cared about the kids. Now, on the other hand, you know, for African-American families, I feel like, you know, you're going to learn and you're going to, even if you got a struggle, where you'll learn the meaning of, you know, how to take care of yourself. You can learn it the easy way or hard way. And I felt like they did that. And that's why, you know, you don't see a lot of help but yet you want to sit up there and frown on them for, you know, going to go sell drugs and trying to get it how they live or own. And that's why a lot of these guys, these fiends, you know, that come from African-American homes, they're out there hustling because their parents was tough on them for no reason. You know, yeah, they didn't support them when they was doing something positive. You know, and I feel like they have either a mental issue or something negative happened to them to where, you know, it was bad business. And, you know, that's just a bad situation to be in, you know, and to come to find out that they went to church faithfully every Sunday and Wednesday just for it to be a fraud. And, you know, it's just depressing. And, you know, just thinking about it pisses me off. Lone Wolf, anything you want to add? Go right ahead. The floor is yours, man.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to say, man, like, you know, this spirit of, like, harshness, man, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, coming from black family, it's beyond ridiculous, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I you know, that shit has been instilled in all of us, and you, especially me and you, you know, we have that spirit of terror, man, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Straight terrorized, you know, and that's just because, like, you go through so much hard shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit, it's going to have an effect on you, man, and it's almost unchangeable, and it's really sad. And, like, going back to what you said, like, you know, I had a lot of Caucasian friends growing up, you know what I'm saying? You know, I lived in 2-1, but I still had Caucasian friends because I was going to school on the other side of town, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like,
right.
You know, on the cool, like, that was my childhood, you know, aside from one of my cousins, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, that was my childhood. My Caucasian friends, them niggas, they had all the toys in the world, all the comic books, everything. So, you know, I was just lucky to be able to be over there, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, soak up, you know, all the fun and the action that was going on, you know. And so, you know, like, you know, it's just like the flip side to it is with my black friends, everything was harsh. Everything was a fight, you know.
Absolutely.
Everything was who was the toughest, who was the what sex you was claiming. It's a totally different lifestyle, and I don't blame them because we was all in it. You know what I'm saying? If you come from nothing, you know what I'm saying, and you're trying to fight for everything you have. It's not your fault, but it's just that instilled spirit of harshness. You know what I'm saying? And hate, and you know it's. It's bad, bro. You know, your parents are so quick to cut you off. You make one mistake and they through with you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm through. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You support
Absolutely.
Yourself. You know, on the flip side, you see these Caucasian and even Hispanic, you know, they gonna support still. You know what I'm saying? You made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, you fucked up. You know, I'm through with you. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, and I'm not saying every black family is like that because some of y'all might be listening, and y'all shit might be totally different, you know what I'm saying? But from what I peep and what's going on, and it's the wolf pack talking, it's the outsider talking to y'all, like, that's what we observe, and that's what's going on. And, you know, it's a bad situation. And, you know, what I also noticed, too, is the degree of selfishness and greed is out of this world, man. And you know it's really sad that the situation that a lot of these kids get put in because of selfishness, and you know just the fact of just like I said, going back to that spirit of harshness because you know we're taught to be so vindictive. It's not a good look, and you know these kids don't deserve the foster care life. You know what I'm saying? And you know, yeah, it's just straight terrorized, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's enough to make somebody want to go jump off a bridge. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's, you know, not saying go do that, you know, and it's just the thing of, you know, that's how religious out here, and you got to really be strong-minded and strong-willed. And, you know, one thing I will say, you know, and this was something that Big Bad Wolf was saying earlier, is that, you know, if you're going through that, you know, your family members are not really supporting you like they should be. You're getting the bare minimum. You know, they don't, you know, they call you for help, but you know, when you need them, you know, it's tumbleweeds.
Oh yeah.
You know, start your own shit. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yep.
change your name, do whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, believe whatever you believe in. Just do whatever you got to do to be happy and to instill your tradition and your belief system and your values into what you think is best. Because, you know what I'm saying, otherwise, I'm just going to tell you and I'm just going to keep it real. You're going to be just caught up in manipulation and crazy games, you know what I'm saying, and always being subjected and subordinate to somebody else's will. And let me just tell you something, that ain't no way to live life. So all that controlling, that needs to, you know, that ain't about nothing. And let me tell you something, you ain't going to never control the outsiders. We Leos, it's Wolfpack. You will never control us. You know what I'm saying? I'll die before I bow to my knees. I'm just not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Period. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm pretty sure the same thing with Big Bad Wolf. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be laid on the ground before I bow down. You know what I'm saying? Period. So, you know, this isn't about disrespecting authority. This isn't about disrespecting anyone. This isn't about you know, throwing shade or being petty or none of that. This is about real shit and just about what's really going on right now. And, you know, we wanted to address it. And, you know, it doesn't really make sense. You know, I mean, going back to it, what you were talking about earlier, you know, it's just, you know, the disparity is crazy. And, you know, when I'm looking at it, you know, you make a good point. You're in the suburbs with the same Caucasians, but these Caucasian people are doing it differently, you know what I'm saying? While the black parents, you know, you trying to turn your nose up and like you're doing something, you know what I'm saying? You know, and selling this dream, you know what I'm saying? But in reality, you really only hurting yourself and your children, you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
So you got to really just focus on the bigger picture here, you know what I'm saying? You know, just because you got a house in the burbs doesn't mean you made it, you know what I'm saying? There's more to attain in life. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Big Bad, we always been thinking big picture. We was trying to get out of there. Me and Ray was trying to get apartments at 15 and 16. You know what I'm saying? We was trying to get leases in our name. We was trying to get the hell out of there. You know, I was so smart. I had to go to Saturday school for a whole semester because I skipped so much school. But I was so smart. I had a chance to go to North Texas in my sophomore year, and I was going to go. I wanted to get the hell out of there. I was like, anything to get the hell out of this, I need to be able to do what I need to do. And, you know, right. Like, my parents stopped that. You know, we don't trust you. You're not ready. I mean, so, you know, you can't hinder growth, people. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's ready to grow, please don't hinder their growth, man. That's the worst thing you could do to somebody, you know what I'm saying, is try to hinder their growth. Because you're going to suppress them. And guess what's going to happen, people? Let me tell you something. All you parents listening out there, suppressing your children's growth is going to make them resent you even more. So just remember that, you know what I'm saying? Just remember that. So, you know, like, it's real out here, and people got their hopes and ambitions. Please don't try to suppress that. You know, that's all I really want to say.
Yeah, guys, don't try to stop your kids from growing up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Caucasian, going back to what Lone Wolf was saying, you know, Caucasian families are doing it different. Latina families are doing it different also. It's a whole different ball game. You know what I'm saying? It's all about when the Latina household, y'all seen it, it's all about unity and, you know what I'm saying? They look after their own like a wolf pack. And, you know, when you get that mindset, you know, to treat this stuff like a wolf pack like it is, you know what I'm saying? And to look after one another, you'll be in a lot better shape. And, you know, I don't want to hear about, you know, parents had it hard and this and that and this and that. Well, I mean, you should have never laid down and, you know, got my mom pregnant, and my mom should have never
Let me just say this. Outsiders not even going to listen to that shit because you didn't have it hard as us, period. I'm saying that. I said that. Long Will said it, and it's the truth. You didn't have it hard as us. Keep going, right?
Yes, you didn't have it harder than us. You guys never experienced child support. Y'all never experienced child support. Y'all never experienced women that were just going after you or setting you up to get robbed. None of this stuff. We dealing with real life situations. Y'all never had it like this back in the 80s and the 70s. So y'all need to stop with that. And the scapegoat to hide behind, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have a father and this and that and this and that. You know, you had a chance to make it, you know what I'm saying, to get right, whatever it means. All that did was get generation. You might have not felt the wrath of it, you know what I'm saying, but we feeling the wrath right now because guess what? We're not sticking together. You know, we can't sit up there and tell everybody else that we this big family and we together, you know, a family.
And
I agree with that statement.
And all those games y'all playing with your siblings and other relatives, you know what I'm saying, it trickles down to us. And, you know what I'm saying, you know, it ends all that greed and envy and all that stuff, it ends up with nobody gets nothing, you know what I'm saying, and it really puts us in a worse position, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, as far as my son goes, you know what I'm saying, if I don't leave anything behind for him, then I failed in life, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the honest to God truth, man.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
I'm looking at what's going on right now, and all I can do is shake my head, man. And that's all I'm going to say, man.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow, you know, going through a kind of situation that we went through. I mean, we shouldn't have never dealt with that stuff at all. You know, so, you know, make sure y'all follow us on social media. You know what I'm saying? Next week we're going to hit y'all with the sports on Wednesday, Thursday, real life situation. We're coming right back next week, guys. You know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just try to find solutions to you guys.
Let me just say this too, man. This realness is, let me tell you something, people. This realness is not going to stop. This realness is in us. Like, this is not a game or a gimmick. This, none of this shit is, it's all real. Like, this shit is in us. So, you know what I'm saying? This realness will never cease. You know what I'm saying? We are the source of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, it can't continue. It just can't continue.
No, it can't. And the progress cannot continue at all. And now it's made its way through, you know, families and, you know, extended families and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. And I'm not just talking about my immediate family. My extended family is guilty of that stuff too, because they just sit there and just sat back and just watched that shit unfold right in front of them, and they did nothing. You know, I had an uncle and an aunt kick me out of their house, and I did nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, when I had my son was a year old. Still in diapers and still a baby. I had to carry him around I had to carry him around in a car seat everywhere. And next thing I know, my aunt locks me out of the house. You know what I'm saying? And that was supposed to be my, my aunt that she claimed that she had my back. So she pretty much just lied. And guess what? You know what the extended family did? Not a damn thing. You need to leave. You just need to leave because that's her house. How is it her house and everybody paid? And not only did she kick me out, 5 years later she kicked my uncle out. After he got out. You know, so you know, I don't want to be around that kind of stuff, man. You know, I choose not to be around that stuff because, you know, I'll go insane. Like I said, I already have a fucked up attitude and my anger is rage. I'm on rage 24/7, you know what I'm saying? Always on Super Saiyan, you know what I'm saying? Level 89, I mean level 10 all day long. So, you know, I'm not about to tolerate no foolishness. It's that simple. I just I'm getting to where I don't even want to be around y'all. That simple. So my advice to you guys is, if you're going through those kind of situations, cut them people out of life, whether they be mom and dad. I had to cut my own mom and dad out and my brothers and sisters out of the equation just to get that peace of mind, because I didn't want to be around that bull, that fake-ass shit, you know what I'm saying? And start your own shit and show everybody else how it needs to be done, because that's what I'm doing. And that's what Lone Wolf is doing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Lone Wolf, there's nothing else, man. We out of here, man. That show, hit us up next week. Follow us on all the social media sites. Y'all know what they are, because I talked about it all last year. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, repeat myself, you know. So, you guys, don't be afraid to call in. Y'all know what it is, man. 713-955-0733. Wolf Nation, Wolfpack TV, Raw Business Radio coming soon. Wolfpack TV video coming soon. You know what I'm saying? And we doing it live just like that. We'll catch you guys next week.
Survey says.
NWO. This realness is real, people. We out.
Hey, yo.